Hey mama, I'm Ashley, and this is the Maverick Mompreneur podcast, where you're free and encouraged to own your desire to create and scale an impactful, discoverable online brand and business in the midst of motherhood. A business that's aligned with your mission, lifestyle desires, personality, and zone of genius without wasting your time on the hustle and grind hamster wheel that is social media. Can I get an amen? Sis, you are a maverick, an original, willing to stand out in your authenticity, defy expectations, and do life and business outside the box. In our world, if it's not aligned with who we are, it's a hard pass or a brave pivot. So if you're here for the powerful identity shift and transformation from boss babe or boss mom to aligned CEO, building a one-of-a-kind, influential, hustle-free online business that will produce long-term impact and multiple streams of income through SEO, affiliate marketing, and courses while building yourself in the process, well, pop in those AirPods, grab that cup of coffee or glass of wine, and let's get growing.
Hello, hello, online biz besties, and welcome back to another episode of the Maverick Mompreneur podcast. I'm your host, Ashley, and I'm excited to dive into today's topic, which comes from a Maverick Society membership member question. How did you start your podcast? I want to start one, but I'm having doubt about whether or not anyone would want to hear me talk about the real estate market over so many others. So firstly, podcasting is a great way to create your own platform, to establish your voice, to get your brand discovered online, and to cultivate a loyal community, which is most important of all. So in today's episode, we're going to talk a little bit about my journey to starting a podcast. I'm going to address why someone would in fact want to hear your voice on the topic of your expertise, and I'll also be giving you 5 essential first steps toward how to start a podcast. Sound good? Okay, let's go. So let's jump right in. I remember when I first toyed with the idea of starting a podcast. At the time, which was early 2021, so probably around February, I had been doing weekly live videos on Facebook in my private group, Elevate Academy, shout out to you all over there, and repurposing some of those to YouTube and also my website as blog posts. But in doing some market research and just with the changing of the times, I knew that many of my ideal clients are podcast listeners. So busy mompreneurs, busy women entrepreneurs who just want to put in the AirPods, go on their walk, take care of laundry, do whatever they're doing, and listen and learn while they're doing that. And at the same time, Facebook Live videos were kind of on the decline as far as visibility. I always knew that they weren't exactly the most long-term play, which is why I was repurposing them and using SEO on platforms that are long-term. But anyway, it wasn't worth my time anymore. And so I wanted to make a shift to creating that content on a platform, in this case a podcast, where my ideal clients could find me and could consume my free content, get to know me, and all of that. From the time I first started thinking about making a podcast to launching it was about 9 months. You could start a podcast much more quickly than that, or you could take longer, but I knew that was a long-term goal of mine, and so I mapped it out so that I could launch by the end of 2021. So like I said, I started the process in late quarter one of 2021, so about March-ish, I was brainstorming and I purchased a course, and I'll leave a link to the course in the show notes below. It is my affiliate link because we are FTC compliant around here about disclosures on affiliate links, but I purchased the course. So that was what I had on my list to do, brainstorm and purchase the course. So come up with the concept. I think I came up with the title of the podcast, the tagline, things like that at that time. Then in quarter two, so April through June of 2021, I worked through that course. So a little bit each week alongside everything else that I was doing. I got the needed equipment, the basics, and I learned the basic skill sets. So those were my learning months as far as software, editing, process, all of that. I was working through that course little by little. Now, some people can burn through that in a week if you're really trying to get it up and running, but that's the pace that worked for me. Then in quarter three, that was when I created my initial episodes. So I wrote and recorded and edited the initial 5 episodes, the trailer, the intro, I got my music for the intro, created my cover art, all of that type of thing. That was done in quarter three. So I was doing this piece by piece. And obviously at that time, it took me a heck of a lot longer to do all of the things because I was brand spanking new. Whereas now I can either outsource or I can do things myself much more quickly. But I really wanted to learn the process because I know that a lot of my clients want to start a podcast. So anything that I know that I may be teaching to my clients who are online business owners, I want to make sure I have a very solid understanding of how to do it myself. Now, if it's not something that I want to teach or is not something that my ideal clients want, then I don't necessarily take all that thorough time to learn how to do things extremely well because outsourcing, right? Then last but not least, in quarter four of 2021, so really it was just October and November, I gathered an amazing launch team, set that in motion, and then launched the podcast on December 6, 2021. Along the way, of course, I also worked through doubts that I had. Would anyone even want to listen to what I had to say about online business and entrepreneurship? Could I stand out in a crowded market? I mean, trying to rank for marketing with all the marketing podcasts, can you imagine? Entrepreneurship, business, those are all very saturated in the podcast space. But let me tell you, those doubts didn't hold me back and they don't have to hold you back either. Standing out in a saturated market is a common concern. It's something that most people are going to think about. It's natural to feel overwhelmed by the competition, but remember, your voice is unique and valuable. I don't care how many other voices there are, yours is unique and valuable. And while there's a lot more that goes into it, embracing your unique perspective and offering your audience something that's authentic and you, you'll find your audience and you'll definitely connect with them in a way that will create that know, like, and trust, which is absolutely critical to someone wanting to do business with you. Just by having a podcast, so whether you have 10 listeners a month or 10 million listeners a month, you are creating a way for your potential clients to get to know you as a person. I have clients sometimes ask me about sales calls. So I don't do any sales calls, but I do have a booked out client calendar. How is that possible? Because my clients, by the time they come to me, many of them have already consumed well over 100 episodes of my podcast. And by that time, they know I know my stuff. They understand my philosophies and they can tell already whether or not they want to work with me. And that ultimately saves a lot of time on everyone's part as far as making a decision. And it also saves me from having to do sales calls, which I frankly don't want to do. I would rather have someone come to me having consumed the content that I take time to put out there and have them have already made that confident decision in investing versus me trying to convince someone or feel like I need to convince them. I definitely don't want to be doing that. I think some of this has to do with perspective. So instead of seeing a saturated market as a barrier, seeing that as an opportunity to carve out your own space and really offer something different. And frankly, a lot of times that something different is your voice, your perspective, being your authentic self. I think about true crime podcasts. So I don't know about you, but I listen to a lot of true crime podcasts. And my favorite podcaster right now, Annie Elise, she covers a lot of the same cases that other people do. Now, why do I prefer to listen to her? Why do I subscribe to her show, subscribe to her YouTube? It's really her. I like the way that she tells stories. I like the care that she has for the victims and their families. And I just like her. It's the same information, but it's the way that it's delivered. And it's her unique perspective and personality infused into that. There are hundreds of thousands of other people that I could listen to on those same topics, but I prefer her. And so do a lot of other people. She's actually ranking now. Her podcast is called Serialistly, and it's ranking in like the top 10 of all podcasts across all content. And she's done that in a relatively quick amount of time. And it's because people, at least in my opinion, it's because people like her. Yes, there's strategy around it, but she has a loyal audience who appreciates her unique perspective. And you can do the same within your niche. True crime is probably the most saturated niche in podcasting. So if Annie Elise can be your example, take that and run with it. So let's also look at strategy. If you are trying to be a top 10 overall ranking podcast, and if you are trying to have a ton of downloads so that getting sponsorships becomes a possibility, running ads makes more sense, then your goals are going to be different than, say, what my goals are. Mine are really to provide value on a platform that's discoverable, but build my brand authority and credibility with a pool of people who I know I can serve. I'm monetizing the podcast with my own offers. And so to me, having a ton of downloads isn't correlated to monetizing. Does that make sense? Of course, would I love to have more reach and grow so that my message can be heard and my business can grow? Of course, absolutely. But my strategy is to eliminate sales calls by providing free value on a discoverable platform and by building that brand authority, credibility, and know, like, and trust with my ideal clients. clients. And so that's my strategy. And if you look at it from a similar perspective or whatever your strategy is, just remember you are really building a body of work for your ideal client to be able to go to and assess whether or not they would want to work with you. And so for my member who is in real estate, this is something that your ideal client or prospective clients, you can send them these episodes in email. This is just another layer to your marketing and the top of your funnel where you're creating that free content to demonstrate brand credibility and authority. And so I think regardless of whether or not you monetize the podcast, it is a huge asset for you. And then it's also a resource for your prospective clients or your current clients. Okay, so now let's get practical. How can you kickstart your own podcast? You can do what I did. You can purchase a course. I'll link the one that I went through in the show notes. Or if you're in Maverick Society or a one-on-one client, I can obviously walk you through all the things. But here are five essential steps to get you started the simple way. Number one, you're not going to be shocked if you have been a longtime listener when I tell you that step number one is to define your niche and your target audience. So what's your area of expertise or passion? And determine who is the target audience within that. So for example, real estate, there's the area of expertise or passion. But within that, who is the target audience? Is this buyers? Is it sellers? Is it other real estate agents? Is it first-time home buyers? Is it luxury home buyers? Luxury home sellers? What is the target audience within that? The more narrow you can get, the more targeted keywords you can use in your podcast, the better. So what topics will you cover? Who's going to benefit from that content? Narrowing down your niche is going to help you to create focused and valuable episodes that are really going to resonate with your listeners. So start with that. What's your niche? Who is your target audience within that? Number two in how to start a podcast the simple way is to plan out your content. So outline your podcast episodes, decide on a format that works for your style and works for your goals. So are you going to be hosting interviews? Are you going to be doing solo episodes, sharing solo insights and perspectives, or a combination of both? And plan out your content calendar so that you have consistency, you've got variety, and then you keep your audience engaged and coming back for more. Once you know your niche and your target audience, you can do some market research. You can look and see what are heavily searched keywords and define episodes and create episodes around those keywords so that you're more likely to be discovered by your ideal client. Step number three in starting out a podcast the simple way is to choose your equipment and software. There are a variety of price points for all of the things, but you want to make sure that you invest in the right equipment to make sure your podcast sounds professional. So at a minimum, you're going to need a microphone, headphones, and recording and editing software. So there's lots of different options based on your budget, your tech requirements. You want to aim for something that's quality without breaking the bank unless money is no object and you want to go straight to the Shure microphone and all the fancy stuff. If you'd like the list of everything that I personally use and have used because I've done upgrades over the years and a list of first steps to take in getting started, there's a link for you to grab that in the show notes for free. Step number four in how to start a podcast. Once you have your content outlined and it's directed towards the desires and the challenges of your target audience within your niche, you're going to record and edit your episodes. So you can do what I did and take months to do this, or you can do it in a week, but you need to set up a quiet recording space and start recording your episodes. I use the closet that's connected to my office. It's empty. I'm sitting in here right now. I use the closet because it has the best acoustics. It'd be better if I padded the walls or whatever, but you want to have at least a quiet place to record your episodes. When you're recording, focus on delivering valuable content, but also staying true to your authentic voice. So don't be a robot. If you have a script, which most of my podcast episodes, frankly, are scripted to keep me from tangenting all over the place, either scripted or outlined, but make sure that you infuse your authentic voice. No robot episodes, please. That is not going to do anything as far as creating a loyal audience who is coming back for more. But that said, the beauty of podcasting is that once you've recorded your episodes, you're going to then edit your episodes to remove any mistakes, enhance the quality of the audio, and add any necessary elements like your intro, your outro, or transitional music, things like that. So far we've got four steps coming in hot with the fifth step to start a podcast. Fifth, publish and promote your podcast. So you're going to choose a reliable podcast hosting platform to publish your episodes. A link to the one that I use is in the show notes. It's in that free freebie that you can download from there and distribute your episodes to popular podcast directories like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts. The one that I use literally just does that for you. You have to interconnect to that platform, but it makes it super easy. And then once you publish, promote your podcast across your social media channels, your website, your email list, so that you can reach your target audience and then also attract new listeners. So obviously within all five of those steps, there's a lot of other sub-steps, but that is really as simple as it is. And remember, every single step, every single milestone along the way is worth celebrating, and it's all part of the process. You can't start out and be perfect unless you want to take a really long time before you ever record and then you have professional editing. Like, you can do that whole thing too. But if you're in a place where you're just wanting to get your podcast started, take the first step. Go back and listen to my first episodes. Oh my gosh, so much has improved. And I even think the first episodes, I had someone edit them for me. It's just the content and the style has gotten better. And you'll develop your style over time. You'll see what resonates with your audience because you're going to be looking at your analytics and seeing what type of content is resonating with your audience, what's getting the most downloads. And then you're going to create more like that. And you're going to feel confident knowing that that is what your specific audience wants from you. And that's how you're going to be able to connect with them. So as we wrap up today's episode, I just want to leave you with a final thought or a reiteration of a thought that I brought up before. Don't let doubt hold you back from pursuing your dreams of starting a podcast, because no matter what, your voice matters, your perspective is valuable, and there are many someones out there that are waiting to hear from you. Again, if you'd like to check out the course that I took to learn how to professionally set up my podcast and do all the things, there's a link in the show notes. There's also a link to all of the equipment that I have used in the past and use currently by different price points, and an outline of the steps to take to start a podcast for free. That's also in the show notes. So thank you so much for joining me today. As always, if you have any questions or you want to continue the conversation, feel free to reach out or consider joining the Maverick Society membership. Honestly, that is the place where if you have a question about any and all things online business, that's where I can connect you to one of my courses, because you have access to all of them as a member. You get weekly coaching, you have the ability to ask questions about what you're learning every single day in the group, and it's just an awesome community. So consider that. There's actually, if you're listening to this live, there is a special going on this week for those that registered for the Boss Up Your Brand Bootcamp. That's another great free resource, actually. I forgot to mention that earlier. That is all recorded. The replays are available, but you do have to register, and a link to that will also be in the show notes, and you can check out these special deals if you're listening this week on the Maverick Society membership, because it's literally insane. So if you've been a longtime listener and on the fence, this is the lowest that you'll ever be able to join in on the membership and the highest value bonus that I've ever offered. So check that out. And until next time, keep embracing being your unique, amazing, wonderful self and chasing those dreams. All right, till next time, cheers to your impact.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you got a ton of value. And if you did, I would really appreciate if you would rate, subscribe, and review this podcast. It really helps push out the message that I have to share with other female entrepreneurs. Thank you so much.